Podcast. I am Ooh, and today I got Quez with me.
Good.
The podcast, unfortunately, Chew couldn't make it. Only reason why elevator service is not working, so he was afraid to take stairs because he don't push his ass down. But that's a whole different other story. We're back. I know we were out for 2 weeks. 2 weeks we had an episode, and we apologize, but we had a lot of technical difficulties moving from one section to another. But we have a great show today. It's gonna be, I guess, like a party today, man, because we got some great guests today.
So
it's gonna be a good one. So let's go ahead and get the intro going, and we'll let you know who's here. Let's rock and roll. You ready?
Yeah.
Welcome back, guys. The Cheating Podcast. Today on the show, it's gonna be a great show today. We're gonna talk to these two new tag team champions. And New Breed, the Double Dragon champions. Oh my God! I know last time you were here, we had some. Unfortunately, the people that were here last time was Mr. Pete Payne and Nightmare that lost their titles. But today we got the Party Boys in the house.
Oh!
Yeah!
Wow!
Why do you always do that?
I think you better see a doctor about that, bro.
What's that, blue
What's
chill?
Up, guys? Welcome to the show, man. Welcome to the show, guys. First time on the show. Yeah. I know I had quite a few wrestlers coming through that door, in and out. And you guys are finally here. By the way, congratulations. Wow. Being the new Double Dragon Tag Team Champs. Wow, man. And I mean... I didn't actually get to see the whole match, but I did see some of the replays.
Let's watch it right now.
let's do a replay. Let's do it. Let's see what I'm getting. Let's go from the very beginning.
This is frankly confused.
But no, guys, thanks, first of all, thank you so much for coming on the podcast, man. I appreciate you guys taking the time and joining us, dude.
Awesome.
I appreciate that, man. So let's start from the game. I know we flipped the coin at the very beginning of the podcast to see who wanted to go first, who wanted to pop first. So,
hey, man.
We're going to start with Big Poppy Felix.
Yes, sir.
Big Poppy Felix, take it away, man. Tell us a little bit about yourself, where you grew up, and how we got into wrestling.
All right, I'm from the streets, I see.
Nah.
No, so when I started, I was downtown Felix.
Okay.
So I still go around. I bring it back. So downtown Felix, that means I am DTF. So I got it.
There you go.
I started wrestling in Wrestling Revolution around 10 years ago now.
Okay.
So my body feels it, my back feels it, so when I have to carry Frank, damn!
No.
I don't think Frank minds, but...
carried me the gold.
But it was a great place to start. It was just one huge wrestling company. I don't know if you remember La Jolla just being like a huge school with like 300... So many people, and then they split them into so many schools. That's how it was. Wrestling Revolution was just the place to be at the time, and now there's like seven companies, or who knows, they're growing.
Right.
They're all awesome. That's all I gotta say. Everybody love everybody, please.
Right. Yeah, and I already got first comments coming. Justin Barbosa, and let's go. And I got George here also saying Felix is too strong for these poppers. Well, he misfired, man. It didn't come up the way it was supposed to come up, bro.
It broke.
It broke.
I'm sorry, I broke it into your toy.
So at what age did you actually start coming into the wrestling scene, man? I mean, you started in Revolution, but how old were you when you start? When you said, you know what, I want to go into this business? I mean,
you know what? So no. I was too lazy to join in high school. I was like, you know what? I don't think I could do it. No, I did it after high school. I was in going to college.
Mm-hmm.
One of the guys there, I'm a wrestler, and he didn't look anything like a wrestler.
You don't look like a wrestler.
Yeah, no. So I was like, I don't really believe you. He's like, well, if you don't believe me, come watch it.
Uh-huh.
I went to the show, fell in love with it, went 1 year straight, Start off with a group of five, group of four, group of three, group of two, just me.
Right.
Eventually, I became one of the regulars. They got to know me, and then like they told me, "Hey, why don't you start to wrestle?" And I was like, "I could do that."
Yeah,
they're like, I could do that. He's like, yeah. So I joined, and they told me like, yeah, just show up next week, start training, and then from there, we'll see how it goes.
Right.
They're like, a year into training, maybe you'll start talking about your debut and stuff like that.
Right.
4 months later, they're like, "Oh, you start next week."
Oh, shit.
I was like, "Wait a minute!
Hold on! Hold the phone!"
And I was like, "All right, I guess sink or swim, baby."
Right.
And I did. Luckily, I watched it. Right. Like,
And your first match was alone, as far as going.
So one on one. And a lot of the rookies, when they start out, they don't tend to win, right?
Right.
I did get to wrestle the person who trained me, who I claim as my trainer, is Shooter Roberts.
Okay, all right.
I don't know if you guys...
I know who Shooter Roberts,
And I kicked his ass and I won.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. The second finally surpassed the master.
Don't even worry about the next seven matches after that.
Don't even try research it.
Go on YouTube and find
that.
DTF,
man.
You're not gonna find that.
That
shit's erased. But no, it was a really
cool
way to get into it. I was an asshole.
Right.
But I mean, look at me now.
Look at me now. I got more people coming in. Said DTF with his sidekick STD.
Is that me? Who told you that?
My STD right here,
buddy. My
STD.
Where are
you getting your information? Where are you getting your
information? That's a lie. All lies.
I neither accept or decline the answer.
So through the years, now that you, I mean, now that you reached this title moment.
I don't want to go that way, but if you want to go that way.
No. You finally reached the title at that moment when you get to hold these titles up.
Yeah.
I mean, what was the experience like? What was that all about?
Well, this is my third time. This is my third time being a tag team champion. I've been with my third partner, actually.
Right.
So initially, by this time, my goal was just to make sure that, like, hey, let's do it. Like I see the potential in Frank, and he's worked hard. And I was like, you know what? Nothing against Canavera too, because we were tag team champions also.
Mm-hmm.
But I like this guy really deserves to give it like an opportunity to be champion. And
right.
If I could help him, why not? Let's go. Let's go party. Right, have a good time.
Right. And then we'll move on to Mr. Frank the Tank Maravilla. Now tell us a little bit about yourself, where you grew up. Yeah, party boy. Party boy. I've seen so many videos of you.
We don't talk about that.
South Padre Island, running around with a belt, which, by the way, fucking awesome. That was something I haven't seen anybody do in a while. Locally, another fact. But to do that, and all that, get people from not only from the state of Texas to join in, but people from out of the state and start talking smack with you guys. That was awesome, bro.
This is a funny
story. That was awesome, bro. So tell us a little bit about yourself, where you grew up, and how'd you start off?
All right. Born and raised in Harlingen, Texas. Growing up, I always loved wrestling. It's one of those things. I grew up during the Attitude Era. Loved it. I started seriously my training in 2019. I had woken up 33 years old and realized, like, I'm not happy. I'm not doing what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, you know what? Like, let's do it. So I packed up all my bags, moved to San Antonio, trained with Rudy Boy Gonzalez for about 4 months, very good trainer. And then unfortunately life happens and I had to move back down here. About 5 years later, moved back down.
They're reading the comments.
He's getting rich.
I
moved back down and... before I had moved up, I'd always go through the Wrestling Revolution shows at Cine El Rey. And I was always, I had tried out there, I think in 2012, they had an open tryout.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, I wasn't in the greatest shape. I had
pay no attention to the screen on your left.
I mean, you put it there.
I was just too out of shape. I would drink, I would smoke, I would party too much, take the gimmick before I had the gimmick.
Right.
And I walked out. I remember walking out the first time, because we were about to do rolls, and I was like, I'm going to hurt myself.
Mm-hmm.
I remember walking out. I remember Ray Knight following me and just being like, nah, forget it. I'm not going to risk it.
If Ray tries to rest, stop. Oh, shit.
But, I cleaned up my act, and... came back, met with Danny, told him I wanted to, go into wrestling. He said that there's actually an open tryout in January that I had won. 13 people tried out. I won that 6 months free training, mm-hmm. along with Carmen, the ref. And that was it. Like, that was all it took. And
did you, I was putting all these comments because they're coming in at the right. when you in the ring with it with Felix here and you're going against the title against these guys, I mean, I know you guys have been reached out to
as a girl.
Oh, okay. You reach out to these guys and you go out there in the ring,
yeah.
You go to war with them and you win these titles. At that moment, I mean, what's going through your mind when you actually get your hands on this bad boy, man?
So what do I always say?
Just do it.
Just go out there and do it, brother. He's like, I'm all nervous. Why? He's like, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm like, go out there and do it.
Right.
I'm going to make that a slogan. It's not Nike. Like, go out there and do it. Yeah. It's different.
And then the bomb just put fuck it. No, go ahead.
It's all about making creative moments and connecting with the crowd and trying to entertain the crowd. I try to think of that when I'm out there. What's going to, make the crowd pop, so to speak.
Okay.
And just get a good reaction. So we try different things. We do different things out there. It's fun. It's fun. It's a fun process to do.
Yeah, oh, my gosh. And you got more people just tuning in here, man, that is just... it's crazy. That camera, I don't know why it's doing that. I don't know why it's going blurry. I mean, it's too much sexiness behind that camera.
It's
going out. Too much sweat.
Too much steam. Going on right there, right?
Or is it ladies?
Yeah, too much steam. I have to work on this camera. There's something going on over there.
The musk.
But I got
it's the musk in here, men.
You're men. I got people here. Get me to the boiling point. Hey, you got some people here saying the title. It's like a... Okay, and then I got Mary saying here, STD.
You're stuck STD.
You know what? I told you to change your name, right?
Hell yeah, dude.
STD.
I already cleared it, but said the same thing, man. Here goes, is this what?
Is this?
Grico. Grico?
Grico. I mean, sorry. It goes, I mean... He goes, too much. And then I got Jose Martinez, go big puppy. There you go.
Call me daddy.
Call me daddy.
Call me daddy.
What the fuck?
I'm sorry. I got the party board going on over here now.
S2.
I'm not sure about that.
I mean... No pun intended, but that has a catch to it. Don't catch it, but
after your match with me,
you'll always remember.
No more matches for you, Danny Jones. No. So you guys, how did you guys form the team, man? When did you guys say, you know what? Like you said, fuck it, let's go for it. Just go fucking do it.
I mean, I was there for his tryout. I got to see him. Mm-hmm. I didn't like it. Not that.
I whooped him boy into shape.
That's our winner?
Can I say that?
But no. I saw the potential, and
I was just tired of me and Calavera getting whooped by two big boys. I love you, Calavera, right, but we need another big body.
right.
So Frank was available, and he likes to party. I like to party.
There you go.
So let's do it. And then that's all.
Man, I know Frank's wearing a tee right now. I'm not sure you want to spark that tee there. I hate him. What's the story behind this guy? I've been hearing a lot about this guy everywhere. I've tuned into some of the matches, and yeah, I've seen that you guys have been pushing this in particular person a lot. What's going on? Well, you just had a match with him recently?
We did, right? No. He's around the ring.
He's around.
He was there. What can I say about Toxico? He's like the genital wart of New Breed.
That's the realest.
He is what we call the BD.
He's a hemorrhoid.
They're not always there, but they come back around. Like a bag of luggage, you never even
realize. He's always come back around. Pain in the ass ball.
Yeah.
So give me the story behind this. What's going on?
I just hate him. I hate his look. I hate his hair. I hate his stupid face. Like, I just can't stand it. I hate the guy. I hate you, Toxico. I hate you so much. He brings this inner rage in me that just kills from no... Like, I don't know. I look at him and I'm just like... Nope.
How, when, and who did you in here?
Daddy!
Dang, man, Daddy's gears are probably burning up and shit. Like, and I got George here talking who designed that t-shirt. It looks
nice.
Fuck.
Yeah, actually, one of our generous fans had sent this to me, and right away I was like, I gotta put that on a shirt.
Nice. That's nice, like, those are nice. That's nice.
STD.
You see, there you go, Toxico getting the STD chance now.
As rightfully he should.
Yeah, and then when I got married, he's just jealous. What? Because he has the STDs?
Sunday, he's like,
oh, yeah. Why are they calling me out?
How'd they know?
Put the shades on when you say that. Well, okay, Felix already has them on. And Jose de Toxico eats crayons. Wow, that's new. That explains a lot.
A long way.
I did see that Homer Simpson episode. Found that crayon lost in the back of his fucking brain there, so that explains a lot.
He eats Frank's the long way.
He eats Frank's the long way. He eats him sideways. Whoa.
Nobody likes you, Toxico. You see, everybody hates you, man.
I know. I'm already hating, man.
I know.
Fuck that guy.
Exactly, man.
I know. See, hot dogs, that reminds you of lips and assholes. It just doesn't look right. One of my buddies told me that one time. I'm not even going to get to that. So now that we have the champs, you guys are declared the champions. No. Are there more people coming at you? I know that once you become on the top of the mountain, there is a target on your back.
Target.
You are a target, and everybody's coming at you from all angles. Not STD style, but in all angles. literally. What's the process of people trying to, like, number one contenders and all that, how I know some of it, how it kind of works. Is there anybody in your crosshairs right now or that have you guys on the crosshairs that are coming after you guys?
So we got the Nightmares of Pain from Timu coming after us now. Jake the Snake.
Uh-huh.
Jake the Rattlesnake. Jake.
Who's not last name Robert.
Okay, I got it. I know you're talking about now.
Then we got Brandon
Sunshine
Playtime Star.
Oh, okay.
Who looks like he's Toxico's dad. So we hate that guy too.
Here we go. Right.
What are they called? It's the
Buzz Killjoys.
The Killboners? I don't know, man.
Yeah. I actually had them on the podcast a while back. Yes, yeah, I knew.
You know what? We're leaving.
They put a poor Manito. They took him out back and like old Yeller and put him to sleep.
That was something to watch, man.
I mean, by the way, big shout out to Mandito Man.
They kicked his ass.
They whooped his ass, but I know he finally. I think he called it already. Last day, you know.
Miss that guy.
He's a great friend. I know right now he's going through kind of personal issues, not personal issues, but health issues. And I just hope, man, my heart goes out to you guys, man. I hope you feel better. And I know he's been telling me that he wants to come in for one of the interviews when Chew can't come or when Quiz can't make it. He said he'll jump right in, especially with anybody in their wrestling guys. So, like, I know he really wanted to come to this one, but I said, no, stay home, relax, because you need your rest. Also, I know this is going to poke the fork at these guys. Big shout out to Nightmare, who also hung up the boots.
I didn't say it.
He hung up the boots also. That's, he put it quite a few years, man. It's another one. Say thank you for the memories. Mm-hmm. That's awesome to have that. But now you guys are in the spotlight. I mean, you have, like you said, Snake and Morningstar after you guys that are trying to tag you guys from there. Is there anybody, individual-wise, have you all decided to get more gold around your waist as far as going, just staying with the tag team belts?
You know what? Yeah, we could do it. I don't see why not. We have a new title out there.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I mean, I it's a title that I've won in the past for Wrestling Revolution. Mm-hmm. It's the Grand Warrior.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm a former Grand Warrior, and then Matt, he got hurt, right? So that title has to be vacant soon.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't want to leave the team. But why not get more belts, right?
Yeah. I got one here that you guys can read on the counter. It says, I see Blackheart George, but Dave, what?
David and JC Boring. David
Money. Oh, my gosh. And I got Martin saying, it's el papi de Toxico.
Martin.
Okay. And I go, wow, you guys are getting a lot of comments coming out here, man. Because Toxico sucks eggs. Martin saying that for the double Dragon Champs. Wow. Jake the Snake also goes by Jimbo James.
Jimbo Boy.
By the way, I want to talk to Frank. What is the deal with Mick Foley, man? This is a shout out. This was amazing. By the way, Mick, if you're watching, it's ooh, not EW, but I'll take it.
EW.
Don't miss him, the Chew and the EW.
Chew EW.
Wow. Yeah, we should start chanting that now.
It sounds like a jerky Chew EW.
Right? No shit.
Yeah, that's your new line of attack.
Take us through that when that comes out on Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, basically all social medias, man. Yeah. How did you get that done, man?
I really want to know. I had a feeling we were going to win the titles. I wanted it to be special, so I was trying to get out as many shout-outs as possible. Uh-huh. I know Alex Arsenal made a shout-out, which I had trained with him back in 2019 up in the TWA. So, but yeah, no, Mick Foley, what can I say, man? He's one of the greatest, and I apologize for him getting your name wrong.
No, that's cool.
There's so many, so many hits to the head.
He was recently in a car crash,
yeah.
And
yeah.
His car got completely destroyed, and he came out of it fine.
Uh huh.
That guy is amazing.
Yeah, I hear you, man. No, that's cool, man.
But
that's
no,
cool.
He's on Cameo there.
Vicente Aguilar says Toxico and Martin are the new party boys.
They don't even like each other. What are they?
What, a party with butts? Like,
party with.
The party with boys?
The party with boys.
Here we go.
That's what he said.
Here we go. I'm just reading the comments, guys. Don't kill the messenger.
I do mess up sometimes. Sorry, Forky.
Oh, yeah. That was an awesome episode, by the way.
I called him Forky by accident.
You called him Forky by accident.
Forky.
It's making a thing. Big shout out to Sean Logan for tuning into the podcast. What's up, Sean? How you doing, man? I call him the Morgan Freeman, the RGB. Yeah. Also, there's another one, Toxico and Martin, the new party boys. I don't know where that's coming from. Foley is God. This is true.
Yes.
Yes, you are right there. Jimbo James is here from the wasteland. Okay. Foley is Ray.
The Titantron entry became real.
Okay, the car from the Titantron entry became real.
Wow.
Wow. Wow. Shots been taken here by her, Cactus Jack, and Frank the Tank might be a go way back. Really?
Well.
Whatever. Is one time in band camp?
Let's just say his last name is Foley.
We need an auto reader for the show. Yeah, that'll come during on Facebook, on YouTube, when it's up and ready to go.
It's there, I see it.
Yeah, you'll see it. Don't worry about it.
Nice.
Well, actually, it is available on closed caption on Facebook, right?
Yeah, it's there.
There you go.
I see it.
Missy, yeah,
can you open your eyes, brother?
Open your eyes, dude. Jeez.
It's a party with boys.
There you go. Party with boys. Where is that? Where is it? I want to see that. Where is it? Where is it? Where is it? Where is it?
Toxico and Martin are the new party boy. Like, the
party you with boys. Party with boys. Wow. Boys. And once again, we have a Four Kings in all over again.
Well, I believe it, though.
I believe it. For my soon to be wasted co-host. guys, I mean, first of all, getting these belts, I mean, it's. Is this like the goal that you guys want to accomplish for the longest time? Did you was this in your crosshairs from the beginning? How long have you been chasing these belts for?
Well, I mean, for me and Calavera, we were going after them, and then we've had them, and then unfortunately, Halloween we lost them.
Mm-hmm.
So the trip has been getting them back. For a year now?
Okay.
And then for you?
I debuted back in October. And when did we start singing it up?
So, beginning of the year. I mean, did you debut at the Halloween show too?
Yeah.
Yeah, so around the same time is when I started to come up with a game plan, like, hey, let's get those titles back one way or another. They had a whole bunch of people, and I'm like, me and Clever are just two people.
Yeah.
We need a backup somewhere.
There you go. I clean up the camera now. Now we're clear.
Ooh, that's me.
Where's the
is that me?
What happened? What did you do? I don't know what the hell I did. Why do you ask questions, man? You're freaking me out.
We're sexy.
We're sexy bitches.
Beautiful chocolate man.
There you go. There you go. Oh, now they're putting it here. Let me see. Where is it? Okay, I got right here because I confirmed that Toxico DMs are filled with
señoras calientes.
Hey,
I'm not gonna say it.
No, don't say it. Martin is better than DTF.
Damn!
Wow, they're coming at you up the right, guys.
Say it.
Wow! I'm not even gonna say that. And if he's insane, he just got lucky. Okay.
Give me your energy.
What do you think? It's prom night.
No, bro. Isn't it past your bedtime, Martin?
So, I know you not only wrestle for New Breed. There are other companies that you do jump to. What are the other companies that you wrestle in? I mean, both of you guys can answer that.
Frank, you go first.
Actually, I am booked to be on Evil Masters show.
Wow.
Coming up this April.
All right.
Hope it's
not better than
Saturday. I'm not sure what day.
It's in April.
It's in April. But I know it's coming up.
It's a month.
In 2 weeks, Saturday. So, yeah.
So,
go for it.
No, that's fine.
Yeah,
that was it.
Hold on. Let me check. Danny's not watching. Go ahead. Do it.
So I was in Michigan for 4 years before I came back down. So up there, I did get to wrestle for Pure Pro Wrestling,
mm-hmm.
and then GLWA. And then from there, when I came back down, I hit up Danny, mm-hmm. and I was like, hey, I'm back. Let's do New Breed Wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
I got to wrestle for TWL recently. Combat Cult with Eddie and Westlico, Evil Masters, and so far, I mean, wrestled for LWA in the past.
Really?
Just a couple of places here and there. So, I mean, it's an opportunity to get to explore. I know a couple of my friends recently got to go to Houston. With local underground wrestling, and then that place looks like a party, so maybe, who knows, maybe I'll end up there soon. So just Keep so always keep your eye out, going out where you can.
Just don't tell Danny. Just don't tell
Danny. No, I'm joking. No, but no. It's always fun. New wrestlers, new. You get to see what works in the valley. Doesn't always work outside of the town.
Right, right.
You get to wrestle with people bigger than you. Over here, I could toss Martin around all day.
Right.
There, I can't toss around this big white boy.
right here.
So it's fun. It's different.
I mean, as far as the wrestling, you guys' wrestling career, in not only the valley, on the outside, is there anybody, you know, that you've wrestled with? And I actually wasn't in the same room with this guy. Now he's like AEW, WWE, or TNA, or these network wrestling companies that are on TV now. Like, I mean, I've had quite a few that were in Wrestling Revolution that got to be in the same ring with Raquel for a while.
Yeah, she was awesome, bro.
That was awesome. I mean, to be there, to do
I
that.
I love seeing her when they say, from Dora GB.
That's what's so cool, you know? I mean,
then I'll pop faster.
Exactly. I mean, to hear that, you know, her being from the RGV, not singling out just one town,
and then
recognizing the whole 956 like the way she did, that's fucking awesome.
And I think that's like really a valley thing, because when I was in Michigan, no one like said, "Oh, well, I'm representing a certain valley," and then when everywhere else they're like, "Oh no," like here we love the RGV,
right?
We try to make sure we hype that shit up.
Right.
Brutal 956, the real 956.
our number one fan is tuning in. Fire. Big up, shit out to Louie. Here go, 1, 2, 3. Ama! What's up, Louie? That's our boy, man, every time. And you got Patricio Torres saying, I saw a Big Papi drinking a Modelo.
It's my cup holder.
Frank and DTF to NXT confirmed.
Dang.
Hello.
Why are you spoiling the freaking story?
When are we getting the hardcore party match?
Whoa. Ooh. Halloween?
Really?
No, I'll do it.
You guys ever been in a hardcore match?
I've gotten tables, ladders, thumbtacks.
Sweet Jesus.
The light bulb.
Oh, and that night was
nuts.
Those
people deserve that.
That was nuts. Oh my God! If anybody get a chance, go to Newbie Wrestling. Look for this video. God, he got two light bulbs smashed on him, bro.
He needs three.
Well, I heard there was difficulty in the back. I got the story. There were supposed to be more light bulbs in the back. Dang. Unfortunately, they slipped out and popped.
For health reasons.
Yeah, bro. But that was a wicked match, man, to see that. I mean, and then these matches that you guys do every Sunday at the Landmark, it starts at 7 o'clock, if I'm not mistaken, right? There is a entry fee for everybody. It's not that bad of a buy. Great seats all around. And I know that now that you guys are going to these, you're scheduled most of the time on Sundays now. Mm-hmm. Do you see the crowds growing more than what they used to?
Let's just say that it's cheaper than my OnlyFans.
Well, that's another show there, Felix. You can talk to my brother when you're done.
Tell him, dude, last week, how dope was that?
Okay, he wasn't dope.
Honestly, last week was super dope. We had a full house. We had people standing all around the ring. Mm-hmm. And I was worried. I was like, you know what? We got the flyers out. We didn't really get to hype it up, but I know we're going to have some really good matches. And I was like, hopefully everybody shows up. And then when I get there, it was
packed. Yeah, because I've been seeing the videos. It's getting packed. It's getting really packed.
I was like, all these people are here and stuff that I didn't get to wrestle with.
They guys got pyro without me?
I got Vicente Aguilar Toxico needs that title. That's what you got here.
He needs a titty in his mouth to shout.
Jackie Gomez, I am planning and plotting. I got George coming here that they need to use the piñata bomb. I made them. Okay, I don't know what that
is. I have those.
Thank you. I got pimp slap with the light bulb. Yeah. Yes.
I love how this podcast has just been total hate on Toxic.
I heard the call out about highlights for y'all's win for and got summoned.
Yeah, Jackie Gomez, she makes great.
She makes
highlights.
Her super really dope videos. Really. And then, did she do the shirt?
She did, yeah, she did the shirt.
Shout out, she did the shirt.
And
she
I got shirt, one. And then she makes
I got highlights. One for you guys right there. That's personally for you guys.
Ah! Why didn't we watch it, bro? Why didn't we watch it?
You know, haters be hating. Yeah. Everybody just loves watching this.
We are like Toxico now. Here comes the likes. Here goes
that's one person.
It's about time Toxico showed up.
Oh, it's so toxic of him.
He got a
short
with a bulb, and he's still ugly. Charlie Miller. Wow, guys. I'm gonna tell you straight up. We've done quite a few podcasts with a lot of people, and I know that.
Yeah, there it is.
It's just a we hate you, Toxico. You gotta show that shirt on. Everybody's looking at that shirt, man.
You can read wrestling.com.
I'm going by it right now. Everybody for Sunday. Show up Sunday with that shirt.
Show your hate.
And when he comes out, everybody scream out, SCD. We hate Toxico. We hate Toxico. You're gonna see him hit me up. I wanna come on your podcast. And turn to him and at least I have.
For the longest time,
at least I have hair, you bald.
Wow! Charlie!
Look, here you go! Get out of here, Toxico!
Are they arguing on the group? In the comments?
Orlando! You been coming? Orlando, guys, I'm gonna go to our sponsor.
No way!
Our sponsors for the podcast, guys. Big shout out to Triple J Plumbing. Call Juan at 956-854-9622 or J at 956-478-5316. You guys are looking for a licensed plumber. They do residential and also hospital grade work. Give them a call. Let them know. Chewy News sent you. And don't forget, guys, your crap is their bread and butter. Let me see what else I got here. Also, on the podcast, a big, huge shout-out and big thank you to Anonymous Construction. Give them a call, 956-363-7195. Get a hold of Tony. They're doing great work out there. They've been building houses left and right. I know there was a big flood last week. A big shout-out. And our heart goes to everybody that got affected by the flood here in the RGB, man. I know if you get a hold of Tony, he'll gladly help you guys out. He's real down-to-earth, real cool guy. Just let him know that Chewy News sent you guys. Yeah, but
it's coming back to it. It's getting crazy in that chat. Now we're in the chat.
We're back,
baby.
Okay, here you go. The most hated man in the RGV.
Put that on a shirt.
Toxico is a better party animal than Tank.
What?
Here we go. I got George saying Toxico's got to start coming out with two smokes flares now. Okay, jeez. I don't know what that means. Ruben Hernandez is the only fan Toxico has. Subscribe to the Party Boys, my OnlyFans. But I got another one here coming. They're coming left and right, guys. Here you go. He goes, Hope Toxico does come out with his smoke flares with
mosquitoes.
With a mosquito. Wow. Well, knowing there was a lot of water this past weekend, there's got to be a lot of mosquitoes out there.
Yeah.
So,
just Toxico.
So, how has it been, guys, holding these belts, man? I mean, take us to South Padre Island on spring break, bro. You guys were out there walking around, showing these belts off. I'm pretty sure everybody was like, what the hell is this? Did anybody approach you guys? Like, what's going on with these belts? I mean, talk to us. What's going on?
More guys than girls.
What the hell? This is supposed to be a chick magnet, bro.
Frank's like, well, I thought more girls were coming.
I was like, bro, we're dudes. We gotta go find the girls.
Oh, God, dude.
No, it was lit, man. Yeah. We had fun. It was spontaneous.
We figured it's spring break.
We're 30.
Jesus Christ. These guys are not stopping. I'm
Ready, dude.
Let them cook, dude. Let them cook.
All right.
Wow. Dude, Ricky,
what? The flood was from Toxico and Jake crying too hard about losing.
Damn.
Wow. People don't give a fuck.
Chihuahua.
Oh my gosh, dude. Spring break was fun. There was a lot of shenanigans going on.
It was very fun.
I mean, because there's more guys coming up to you asking about the time. I mean, what were their questions? What the hell's going on?
Bro!
Belt?
Do you think about going to WWE?
Yeah, bro.
Those are the questions.
Yeah. No, they're dope. We got new followers. They like the stuff. So they said next time they're down, they're gonna make it to the show.
That's awesome.
It was a way to promote new breed and just have fun.
Big time.
So
because he says these guys aren't these guys on the beat up show? Wow! I don't know. The flow was from Toxico and Jay crying too hard about losing. Wow! Okay, that's a shot in the dark there. And then I got Ruben Hernandez says, "What?" Says enough of useless Garcia. Back to the real champs, Charlie Miller.
Ulysses is actually pronounced useless.
Useless Ulysses.
You know what?
I never heard a real. I feel like she's crying.
Honestly, I don't know why, like, Toxico, like, has, like, a horrible name. I don't even think he can say his own name.
Really? Because he sucks, bro. He hates himself. Yeah, he doesn't even know it.
Stupid name.
Stupid. And another thing, Ulysses is not useless.
Okay. Right, and then he goes, that's a good one right here.
Newbury's Bash at the Beach.
Ooh. That would be awesome.
That would be fun.
In the summer, maybe.
Yeah.
The summer would be real nice.
Charlie Miller, book it.
Make it happen.
I mean,
you have a beautiful head of hair.
You know what? I'm not even touching that with a 10-foot pole, bro, because I don't want to get smacked around if Charlie Miller ended up coming to the podcast to promote any of the stuff he wants to. And he goes, how the fuck they know about my hair? Is there anything big in the future coming up?
I'm very big.
Very big.
Let me finish the sentence here, man. You just cut this up and you say, is there anything big? And then, fuck us. not able to pop on time as a counter, Felix. big events that are coming that you guys are looking forward to right now.
I got Fuego this Sunday, man.
Oh, yeah, really? It's going to be a good one.
You know, what did I... All right.
Here we go.
Here we go. To get canceled.
Here we go. All right.
Zoom in.
Man, I'm going to zoom that in right there.
All right. I'm not for hitting women.
that's right. I forgot about that. Here we go.
But she signed up for this, right? And I'm all about equal rights.
Jesus.
And equal left.
Jesus.
So I'm sorry, but it's going down. Yeah, well, it'll be fun.
It's going to be against Miss Nikki Fuego, right?
Yeah, she's super dope. Got to train with her. Knew she was going to be big, and now she's all
everywhere.
Over, man. Yeah. She's growing. That fuego caught on. That flame, it's going all over.
And
so,
you know, and it's funny. And it's funny that you say that because I mean, I've had her on the podcast twice, man. And you know, the fan base that follows her, bro, it's amazing. It's amazing, and the all these little girls are like, come through, oh, you're my hero, oh, and then they're like, you know, it's crazy.
My daughter.
Wow.
We're like, we're going to throw a party, like, Fuego. Now I have to invite Fuego. She has to be at the party.
So, let me check. Yeah, I'm booked.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
I have to tell her a month in advance.
But yeah, man, I've seen the fan base behind that, and it's crazy, bro. It's crazy. I mean, not to mention, Dad is one hell of he pushes promotions.
Yeah,
like nobody that I've ever seen in a while.
I'll be tagged with 95 other people, and I'm like, okay.
Like, what does that have to do with me?
Man, shit, I got more people tuning in here. Goes, take all those sunglasses. You what?
Off your inside.
Off your back, Felix.
Oh, wow. And then this is don't go. This is, okay, turn the wow, these are it's lined up. Felix says, I support the woman's right to be. And last but not least, Patricia Torres saying, does Frank wrestle this Sunday?
Show up.
And buy a ticket and find out exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. I mean, buying a ticket to the New Breed show, man, on Sundays is it's a treat, man, because you not only get a good seat, you get a hell of a show, bro. It's a hell of a show. I mean, it just, you know, watching you guys fight with no ring was fun enough, and then
That went hard.
Yeah,
for no reason at all.
No shit. What the funny part is that you guys took part and saved Mooncat and CYA.
Sorry, JD.
Right?
Sorry, JD.
CYA. Yeah. We got he'll be here next week on Thursday. Oh, cool. What's going through your mind? Because I know a lot of you guys have that TV back there, and you're watching the matches in the back.
Yeah.
In the back, right? And you're watching, and you see this kid. Oh my God, and I have him coming at the last week of the podcast, and I want to talk to him about this event that he did. He climbs this tree, guys.
He's a cat.
20 feet, at least 22, 23 feet. Yeah. 22, 21 feet into the air and just launches his body.
What do you do?
When you guys are seeing this back there, what are you guys thinking? I mean, I want your serious reaction when you're seeing this crap.
Oh, man, I was out there in the crowd. I was like, he's high enough. Oh, he's going higher. Yeah. Is there any more tree?
No shit. When I saw him pull up that 10-foot ladder that he put up, I think?
Yeah.
And he started climbing that tree going up, and I saw him on that branch. I'm like, what is this kid doing?
Did somebody catch me?
No shit. And I talked to Nightmare and Pain about it. I go, bro, I know there has to be a lot of trust when a maneuver like that's being done. And then Pete goes like, bro, I just moved out of the way.
He bounced off of me. Why did Pete fall?
Pete moved out of the way. And then Nightmare goes, I got most of the blow on that one. And then next week when I get CYA here, I'm going to ask you, bro, what was your impact? Because I think he took the hardest one. It was right in the middle. It was right on top of his head.
There's a reason he can't grow his hair now.
Jesus. It was long. That was one of the most craziest events I had ever seen locally.
Yeah, man.
I mean, I've heard the stories of Danny jumping off a building at one point. That was nothing. His wife was telling me, he's fucking crazy.
He's done some crazy. Like, to up until that point, Chance had one of the craziest spots that I've seen where he jumped from one speaker to the ring. I was like, whoa! And then when I saw Mooncat just die, I was like, yeah, dude. Jesus, man, it's nine lives, right?
Nine lives. Well, now it's seven. And it's crazy, man. Do you see you guys maybe in the future taking the high risk?
Not climbing that tree, man.
Yeah, but I mean, consider the fact these matches that you have. Go ahead, dude. You're good to go. I know you got more guests that you gotta go pick up outside.
Toodles.
Let me go. I'm going to zoom in out here. There you go. He needs to go do something important. That's cool. Thank you,
Chris. STD.
Wow.
Damn, forever, man.
Yeah, it's gonna be forever.
STDs are forever.
And I need the info, guys. If this Sunday, if they start chanting that out there, I want to record it and I will post that on the podcast next week. Yeah. Send it to me. I want to see that.
Can you put it part of your intro?
Bro, I will put in the intro before CYA comes on live, bro. That'll be saying, you'll be like, what the? Are you serious? Because it was about me. But these matches now, ever since, like we talked about that, working with, I mean, I know you worked with different companies. It's up. I'm not gonna put you on the spot which is the better company, but I'm not gonna do that. But I mean, working in New Breed, doing now being the champs there, how is it working with Danny there? I mean, I know you guys go through. I'm not gonna break the fourth wall, but you guys go through storylines. You gotta do this. You gotta do. I mean, do you feel it's a equal communication between you guys when you guys are setting up matches?
I've known Danny for a while, but I'll let you again recently. Yeah,
yeah, Danny, he gives us a lot of freedom, mm-hmm. and with that comes the creativity. So for a while, I would send him my promos, and because he's so busy, it would take a while for him to look at them, so they wouldn't get posted. So after a while, like, he was just like, it's good, I trust you, put it out there. So that's when I started putting out more stuff and all like that. So yeah, he really allows us to grow and just play with it and have fun. Most importantly,
I'm gonna put that camera right on you, man. That's a better camera view. I mean, I've talked to other wrestlers that have come in. They say that the whole thing working with Danny, there's some good writing behind it and everything, but I'm trying to get that Danny No Chance chant going, because I know his background character is, or his hurrah on the show is, and I've been pushing the hell out of it, and Danny No Chance.
That's what you got.
Pretty much, man, pretty much. But having him out there, I mean, I know he has been saying for a while that he's trying to not step in the ring too much as he used to anymore. Right. If you had the chance in the ring. Well, I like the way that Brad waved it up.
Whoa, quick, badass, blow the wave.
Of course, a popper. premature. If you were to come back into the ring, would you guys take a shot?
I'll do it for free, man.
I mean,
I've luckily me and Chance, he's one of the top guys that I wrestled the most in Wrestling Revolution. Mm-hmm. I mean, I haven't done it recently. He's over there going for Kike.
Okay.
But I would like to see Frank and Chance do a little rematch. He was his first match, and he nearly killed him.
Wow. That's my debut.
Hey, debut, shit. Oh, yeah, debut.
You just killed the owner, bro.
We just put him on the shelf. Oh, well. We'll see you in about 4 months. No, man.
I'm the captain now.
This is my debut.
I'm the captain now. You got to really get into the camera. I'm the captain now. But that situation itself, I mean, having him in the ring, I've seen the matches that he's done, man. They've been crazy. And the reason why I asked, because I know Feeds, you in Revolution, you were there for a while. Mm-hmm. When you would face Chance, I'm pretty sure you faced Chance quite a few times.
Like hundreds, bro.
I mean, working with somebody like that in the ring, there has to be a lot of trust. You know, all the stuff you guys are doing.
Funny story.
Man, I mean, give it, man. That's why you're on the
podcast. He brings it up too.
Bring it up.
All right, so I'm a rookie, right? Uh-huh. And back then we got to wrestle at South Texas Comic Con, which I say we bring back, man. Hey, Janet, so if you can make it happen.
Right.
He's like, hey, man, I've been trying this new move, and watch out, because when we get in the ring, I'm probably going to bust it out. And I'm like, okay, whatever.
Whatever you say. Right.
Yeah, we'll go out there and do it. So his new move is a spinning back kick.
Oh, that I can't wait to do. That's gonna go wrong quick.
And I was gotcha. Midway match, he busts it out, gets me
right in the chin.
Boom! You see me lock up.
Oh no!
He had a spin.
I'm out.
Wow!
I'm like probably like 1 month in.
Oh,
oh my gosh!
And I was like, all right, I don't think I want to do this anymore.
But no. Right, do you have some release papers I can sign? Or an insurance?
I trust you, brother.
Give me my Hulk Hogan beer.
But no, yeah, no, he's dope. He doesn't do the move anymore.
Okay.
But no, I trust Danny. I mean, every time he goes out there and does it, let's do it.
All right. Now, through the years, wrestling, is there a certain goal, the dream, besides, I know you got the goal right now on tag team itself. I know you were wrestling Logan. Is there a dream in the future where to reach that level where everybody wants to be and, you know, I mean, is there or a certain goal you guys are personal goal for yourselves? I mean, go ahead.
I know for me, it's just becoming the best version of myself and trying to improve every day and trying to be the best wrestler I can be. And just getting better and better. And where that takes me, I don't know. Like, we'll see wherever the doors
are. Rudy boy comes back. Sorry, I let you go. Come back.
Jesus Christ, you guys are bad.
Your personal goal. Hey, man, right now my daughter is watching me wrestle, and she really gets to see what I can do in the ring, and then I love bringing her to the show on Sundays when I do have her. So if I can grow up and, like, do it a little bit longer to where she, like, really gets like, invested into it a little bit more, then that's all I really need. I don't need to make it big. If I could help somebody make it big, Frank, Fuego, not Toxico.
Or Toxico.
If somebody in the WWE comes in the podcast and they say, Big Papi Felix, help me, and I'm like, all right.
I'm there, boo.
Yeah, you want to give me that patient, brother? You want to do nothing without me.
And make sure when I come out, you got my cold Hulk Hogan beers waiting for me.
But no, yeah, I'm cool. Like, just doing me, basically.
Right.
If it makes it big, then dope.
Right.
But I'm right now.
And we're coming up to 56 minutes into the podcast. It flies, man. It flies. Wow. When you're having fun like this, it moves, bro. It moves. Social media so they can follow you guys. Frank, social media they can follow you. Your fans can follow you.
Frank the Tank on Instagram and Frank the Tank on Facebook. Frank the Tank Maravilla. Let me clarify that.
Right.
Frank the Tank Maravilla.
On Instagram, I am Big Papi Felix 956, and on Facebook, I am still Downtown Felix.
All right. So, when's the next title defense? Anything in the future right now?
Show up, bro.
You just gotta show up
and find out.
Nah. We don't know yet. Right now, we've been doing singles, building up to that big title match. So we'll see how it goes.
Wow, man, this is crazy. I mean, to have you guys on there, that's bad. Oh, I got another question for you. This is for the BB Boy Bros. There are brothers in the other studio. Maybe next time you can hook with these guys. Yeah. They do a radio show. They do a top 10 of the best songs that you like. You might want to get, but they have a good question for you here. If you want to see that on the screen right there. Yep. Okay, fellas, give me your Mount Rushmore of wrestlers. Let's start off with Frank. Frank the Tank.
Man, I'm old school, so it'd have to be Dusty Rhodes is up there. I love Dusty. Hence the blonde hair.
There you go.
I get it now.
Razor Ramon, Jake the Snake, Shawn Michaels.
There you go. Yeah, there you go. Felix?
So a lot of my wrestling style, I got Kurt Angle, I love Samoa Joe. My first match that I ever watched was Jeff Hardy versus Undertaker. So those are two of my favorites. Shawn Michaels, of course, and Chris Jericho.
He had about four extra heads on that fucking mic.
I was like, I want to do that.
I want to do mine over. There he is, a gentleman who'll be here next week. He's saying, great show, guys. Way to bring the party.
Dang.
There you go, man.
Thanks, Apple. How's your unicorn?
Right? I'll have purple and rainbows for you here when you come in next week. But, it's already on the table, actually, thanks to these guys. But, guys, first of all, I want to say thank you so much for hanging out with myself and my brother right now. Unfortunately, he's picking up somebody out there.
John Cena's here.
And you can't see him. Thank you, John.
Why, John?
Why? Why did you do it, John? Why?
No, but you guys bring it, not only bring entertainment on the podcast, which is a lot, bro, it's from a scale from 1 to 10, you bring it to, like, in Spinal Tap, 11. 11. You got Jose Martinez. What's 9 plus 10?
Party time.
Wow. This is beautiful. RGB education, people. And we're cutting funds.
Spring break, baby.
It was the flood.
It washed our memories away. No, but you guys bring entertainment, not only in the podcast, but out. That I've been seeing you guys pop out there in the wrestling ring and on the shows itself. It's entertaining.
Yeah.
To bring that much volume to the show, bro, it just makes people want to show up even more. Dude, what are they going to do next week? And what are they going to do next week? You know, and they keep coming. You get your regulars. And they become your fans. And they just follow you in and out. And eventually become stalkers. But that's a whole different story.
Yeah, man.
But,
stop adding me.
My girlfriend doesn't like it.
No. I'm single, ladies.
God, but, I mean, just all I can say is good luck to you guys. Keep doing what you're doing, man. And don't stop. Keep doing. You guys are great. Any last words to your fans out there in podcast world?
I don't know, man. I got a lot. Thank you guys for the support.
It's party time, baby. Let's go party.
Applebee's! Applebee's! Guys, if you want to follow more stuff from these guys, you want to follow more, find more stuff with these guys, go to New Breed Wrestling right here. Screw that QR code. Take you straight to show you what upcoming events is going on. Keep yourself listed on the now, so you can know what's going on in the RGV. Also, guys, you get a chance. You want to subscribe to the show on the Facebook. We do have little bargains here and there with our merch. We actually have a little merch corner going on. We finally got some caps in. And you are a subscriber. And those are at a certain price for you guys. And on top of that, keep a lookout for the questions out there. Big shout out to Miss Diaz from Colorado, who won herself a free T-shirt after answering the question where it was the Star-Lord, Kurt Cobain, and James Hetfield. Nobody knew what I was asking about. What's so different about this picture? If you go back and look, she puts Star-Lord's pointing a gun at Kurt Cobain's head again. So yeah.
Ooh. Oh, that's fine. Like that.
Also, guys, if you're looking for more merch that we have available, go to our Chew New store on a Bonfire. That's through them. We get no affiliation there. They just do this church for us and give us a notice for that. Guys, thank you so much.
Wait. Come before you go.
Okay, what's up?
Can you do this and you're in?
Oh my God.
You're in.
When you get the call, show up.
guys, you just saw I got fingered on the podcast.
That's what we do.
I feel violated now. Ladies and gentlemen, guys, thank you so much, man. I appreciate you guys. Got to bring the fun here, man. That's kick guys. Thank you so much, guys.
Appreciate
you, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is our podcast for this week. Next week, 7:30 p.m., we have Mr. C-Y-A, not Y-M-C-A, C-Y-A on the podcast. I appreciate you guys watching everything you do. You guys are great. And, hold on, I got some more here. I got Heather Ann saying she loved the show. Applebee gang for life. Boom, boom. I got Matthias saying, Applebee's also. And I got Toxico saying, shut up, Frank. And Jose Mate, he's in! He's in! That's what she said. But anyways, guys, see you next week at 7:30. Wow! What a podcast this week. It's going to get better. New studio, hopefully this one-legged freak will be here next week. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for what you do and following. We will see you next week. Like always, ladies, gators, peace out!